Time now for a Friday Left of Lansing short for this February 23rd of 2024. As I stated in this week's episode of Michigan's premier progressive podcast, the Christian Nationalist Republican Party is putting abortion, contraception, and the joy of sex on the ballot this year. These weird, warped right-wingers showed their hands that attacking the medical and economic freedoms for women would not end by the extreme right-wing Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Christian nationalist-dominated Alabama Supreme Court ruled last week that frozen embryos that are used for in vitro fertilization are actually, quote-unquote, children. This case was brought forward because three couples are suing for wrongful death after their frozen embryos were accidentally destroyed. And due to this ruling, one Alabama hospital has stopped all IVF treatment, fearing it would face legal repercussions. Now, this case should have been thrown out immediately, obviously, but it shows that the Christian nationalists have two main goals: gain power in local communities, state governments, state Supreme Courts, Congress, the presidency, and the Supreme Court, so that they can grab complete power, and also so they can use that power to subjugate women to live under their extreme and flat-out wrong views on Christianity. And before you even believe for a second that there's moderation on that side, Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley, who's seen by the national press and the Detroit News as the moderate choice to Donald Trump, even Haley praised the Alabama ruling and declared that embryos are babies. Now, Haley is trying to walk it back a bit, but her true beliefs are now known. Now, it's a little confounding that the Christian nationalist movement is all about banning IVF treatments, since I thought motherhood, no matter how it happens, is what they want all women to do. I mean, that's why they're all about giving rapists more rights than the women they impregnated. But no, the Christian nationalist movement is about, as Salon's Amanda Marcotte explained, it's all for giving the Christian right to turn the U.S. into a theocracy, and banning IVF helps them get there. They want a country in which women are second-class citizens. And perhaps Marcotte is correct when she points out how IVF treatment is used by single women and lesbians who are loathed by Christian nationalists. You see, IVF gives some women the power to control when they want to have children, and that's a world these people do not want. They believe in a traditional family, which I'm not sure exactly what that means. I suppose since they idolize a guy who's been married three times and has sex with porn stars, I guess that's their idea of traditional family values. But you know what? It's what Michigan Republicans want. When he's not vomiting out racist tweets, Michigan Republican State Representative Josh Shriver praised the Alabama ruling, and you know the entire State Republican Party, both of them, since they're supposedly two right now, they all back the Bama ruling because it's all about ruling over women's freedoms. Yes, voters in Michigan overwhelmingly backed a ballot initiative protecting abortion rights, and Democrats removed some onerous roadblocks that Republicans put up to make it difficult for women to receive care. But this is only the beginning. Don't believe me? A video surfaced from last year showing a speaker at the Conservative Heritage Foundation saying that we have to eliminate all contraception and make sex consequential again for all women. Consequential. And right-wing influencer Christopher Russo tweeted that recreational sex is bad and that the only good sex is for procreation. Do you really want these guys in any kind of power within our government or this kind of thought process within our government? In the end, they all want a national abortion ban, a ban on contraception, and a ban on fun sex. But most of all, they hate the idea of women having control over their lives, their bodies, and their own fun. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of me. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, the Gram, and Threads. Please check out this week's episode featuring Delta County's Kelly Van Genhoven on the right-wing takeover in that county government. And don't forget to give this podcast a 5-star review.